We continue with 24 teams in 24 days, presented by Irwin Paint and Body Shop. 808 North Mohawk Drive in Irwin. Call David Prue and staff 743-7548. Yesterday it became official. Happy Valley and Cloudland will play this Saturday at Happy Valley in high school football. A week late, but ready to get started. And joining us this morning to talk about it and talk about his team this year, Jason Jarrett, head coach of the Warriors. Coach, good morning. Hope all's well with you and yours.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having us on again.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Coach. Tell us how this game came together and the hoops you had to go through just to get it pulled off Saturday night.
I tell you what, man, this has been one crazy start to the football year, not just for us, but for everybody involved. So we're just really excited to be able to have the opportunity to get back out on the field once again and represent Happy Valley and have a little bit of sense of normalcy. Hopefully it'll feel that way. It sure has been a whirlwind. Of course, you know, we were shut down for a couple weeks and got started back again last Friday, and we've been able to go. We had to practice all last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, obviously had to cancel the first couple games of the year there against Cloudland and Chucky Doak, and we started, you know, talking this weekend, and we were able to put things together with Cloudland in order to be able to make that first game up that we lost, and we're going to try to play it on Saturday night.
I guess Cloudland was pretty much in the same situation as far as acclimation and all that, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all Carter County schools shut down for about a two-week period there. And so, you know, and it was tough from a athletic standpoint, but from the administrator side of it, I think it was a good decision. We always wanted to make sure that our students were safe, and that's what our Board of Education done. And, you know, obviously it was a little hiccup in the plans and everything like that, but we've come back and we've had a good first 4 days back, I guess it's been. So, you know, we're just looking, like I said, looking forward to getting back out on the field and just flying around playing a little bit of football.
Yeah. Saturday night rather than Friday, what brought up Saturday? Was that time to give you acclimation to get ready?
No, well, kind of. Just to actually have an extra day of preparation from where we were shut down for those couple weeks.
Yeah.
We just wanted to have an extra day, you know, that's kind of what Cloudland and us kind of work together there, and give both programs another day to get out on the field and do some of that stuff. So we've actually got media day going on Saturday morning, so Saturday is going to be a full day.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to cancel and back up media day, and I've got parent meetings, I've got media day. We're actually going to have a short practice Saturday morning to go along with it. So, you know, we're asking our guys to put out a lot right now, and, you know, fortunately they've been willing to do so, and we told them that we were going to get to play the first game. We thought it was going to be September 4th against Hampton, but you should have seen the smiles on those guys' faces. Usually
yeah.
They're not smiling very much when they're running 40s, but Sunday afternoon, that's what we were doing when I found out we was going to get to play. So it's the first time in 19, 20 years of coaching, I've seen kids smile during sprints at the end there.
Just wanting to get back out there. Jason Jarrett, head coach, Happy Valley Warriors, 24 teams in 24 days. Bud?
Coach, I would imagine there was a level of disappointment in the locker room, so to speak, when they were first told those first two games had been put off. What exactly was, you say there were smiles, but what was the reaction from the team when you said, guys, we're going to get to play this one, be ready Saturday? Were they pretty, I assume, pretty fired up?
Oh, yeah, they were really fired up. Our coaches were fired up. As soon as I told one, I was like, man, I'm excited. You know, we all put the headsets on, work together as a staff, and watch our guys go out and represent Happy Valley. And, you know, the spring, so many of our athletes are, you know, multiple sport athletes, especially at a small school. So several of them, you know, their baseball season, track season was taken away from them. Here we are getting started back June the 2nd was when we were able to go back and start you know, conditioning and those types of things, football drills, and then we got, you know, shut down for a while there, and you know, really 2 to 3 weeks ago, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't real sure anybody in the state of Tennessee was going to be playing football.
Yeah, right.
And these guys are just like all of us. I mean, they're watching the news, they're reading the papers. I mean, they know what's going on. So, you know, you sit there and you wonder, is there really going to be any fall sports? But, you know, so once we were able to confirm the fact that we were going to be able to play, they were ecstatic. And, you know, and that puts a smile on our faces as coaches because we're doing, you know, it's I'll be honest with you, as a coach right now, it's extremely stressful. The amount of paperwork that I have in my desk drawer in a coach's office is unbelievable. And checking temperatures, asking questions, weekly checklists, the amount of consent forms and all that other things. You know, it's just extremely, extremely stressful, but it's all worth it when you see those kids take the field for the first time. And, you know, we talk to our kids every day. We've got to seize the moment, seize the day. And we don't ever know how long it's going to be until that's taken away. One positive case can shut us down again for a couple of weeks. So
yeah,
we're just looking forward to playing this first game. And I know it's coaching cliche, but, you know, every week's a week-by-week, day-by-day season. But I think that comes even more prominent this go-around because, you know, you can have a game taken away from you because another team has a case, or we can have a couple of games taken away because we have a case. So we just have to take advantage of the opportunities that we have and be blessed. You know, the world's been shut down, literally shut down. And, I hope that us players and coaches and really fans alike all over, no matter where school you come from, I hope when we do see our teams play for the first time, we're more thankful for the opportunity to play such a great game and watch our kids be able to go out and play, because as we know, things can be taken away from us in a blink of an eye.
And when they found out they were going to get to play again, that this game was going to be played and they got a game Saturday, what have you seen from your players and your coaches as far as determination and work ethic? I'm imagining these guys have really gone out there and given you everything they've got.
Yeah, like I said, that was the kind of the middle to the end of the sprints there on Sunday, and they kind of picked it up a notch those last 4 to 6 sprints that we had. And then yesterday I thought we came out, and, you know, really it was kind of like our first day of after school, because last week, you know, we're going 25% right now in Carter County.
Okay.
So we weren't able to start back to practice till last Friday, which Friday is a virtual day for us. So yesterday we had 25% probably of our football players come to school. And as coaches, it was our first day back to teaching all day and then having to get back out on the field. So usually that's kind of a pretty tough day to get kids going. But, you know, they kind of had a sense of urgency. We've been using that term a lot, you know, because we have to prepare both physically and mentally to try to be the best that we can Saturday night. So I thought yesterday was a pretty good day, and hopefully we'll continue that throughout the rest of the week.
Jason Jarrett, Happy Valley, 24 teams in 24 days. What's the team roster look like this year, Coach? How many upperclassmen you got?
Well, we've got a total of 41, 42 players right now. Our senior class is relatively pretty small. As a matter of fact, we only have about 8 seniors, but we're going to rely pretty heavily on those seniors. We had a couple of seniors that unfortunately are not going to be able to play for us this year due to some injuries that they suffered last year, and those were some 2 big time players for us. But the seniors that we do have, we feel like they'll grow into being good leaders for us, and that kind of starts at our quarterback position. I think we have a very solid quarterback in Eli Ayers. He's a kid that's had quite a bit of experience over the last 2 or 3 years, and he does a really, really good job of commanding and leading our offense. So I think he's going to be a guy that's really going to help us, along with Alex Lunsford and Matthew Bond, Gabe Nichols, Eli Phillips, Peyton Primo, Camden Richardson, and Cody Duggar. So, you know, we have a pretty good mix of linemen and skill guys with our senior group, and every one of those seniors are extremely important. They're going to be relied on very, very heavily because, you know, like I said, when you've only got 8 seniors, you know, you've got to look to those guys to lead you, and hopefully those guys are going to be the one putting up quite a bit of minutes for us throughout every game. So we're very, very thankful for those guys. They've worked hard, done a good job, and we look for great things out of them.
What about the defensive side of the ball, Coach?
Well, we've lost a lot of kids over the last couple of years, so we're having to replace, really on both sides of the ball, we're having to replace quite a few starters for us. But, you know, we've got all those guys that I just mentioned, along with, you know, several other guys. Andrew Little is a junior that I think could be a very special player for us. And I'm kind of working from the backfield forward. Jason Thomas, Blake Garman, Caden Campbell, Antonio Martin, Spencer Hall. Those guys will give us quite a few minutes there on the defense side of the ball, along with Landon Babb. He's a guy that's playing defensive end for us, going to be a junior. Pedro Colunga, Bronson Norman, Logan Reagan Enser. All those guys are our skill guys, that's going to be, you know, playing both sides of the ball. I mean, Happy Valley, we face the scoreboard one series, and we literally turn around and face the other direction the next. I mean, we got to be Iron Man. We have to play multiple, you know, both sides of the ball. But I mentioned some of the linemen earlier in Primo and Richardson and Duggar, but another really good junior that we have for us up front is Mason Hicks. He's got a lot of experience up there on both sides of the ball, along with Alex Caldwell, Dylan Woodby, Cameron Cochran, Hayden Walls, Malachi and Malik Clark, Justin Perrell, Ethan Townsend, and Matt Smith. So, you know, that's kind of our sophomores all the way up through our seniors, and we're going to look to those. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have a couple of freshmen here and there that want to be asked to play some big minutes for us as well.
Jason Jarrett of Happy Valley with us. Coach, I'm looking at the schedule here. Obviously, as you said, we take this week by week, but after that opener against Cloudland, you're right into regional play against those rivals from Hampton.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big game for us. We know what Hampton has. They're loaded just like they are every year, and I think that was crucial for us to be able to, you know, nail this first game down. I know they're going to get a game in this week, and we're hoping that we know things are not going to be very pretty this weekend when we play, and that's just to be expected with no scrimmages and things like that and having a two-week shutdown. But, you know, to be able to get a chance to play this game, that hopefully we can be able to assess kind of where we need to go from that point moving forward. And there's no way to really get in game shape other than play games.
Yep.
We can practice hard, we can run sprints all we want, but at the end of the day, to get in game shape, you got to play games. So playing this first game against Cloudland will be crucial right before we head into that big region game against Hampton. And then we've got a big non-conference rival followed up right past that. We got two big rivals in a row in Hampton and Unicoi County.
Yep.
We play Unicoi here at home on the 11th. And then we go back into region play, and that'll be Cosby, which is right now supposed to be a homecoming game. Of course, we don't know what homecoming is going to look like this year, but that'll be a homecoming game for us, and then we're back home again against Unica. Now, our bye comes October the 2nd, our region bye, but we also have another one because we had Trinity Academy, I think it was October the 23rd.
Right.
But where they closed down, so now we had two open weeks.
Right.
But in between those two open weeks, we have Johnson County on the 9th of October, a big region game against Sullivan North on the 16th, and then we'll close things out October the 30th against South Green, which is supposed to be senior night. So, you know, when we've lost our first two games, now Happy Valley, we're sitting here looking and we've got, man, we only got seven games.
Right.
We got, you know, for the rest of the year, we got two open weeks. So I've talked to some other schools and we're trying to see if we can fill in some of those open spots to maybe get us up to a ninth game. So we're getting the Cloudland game made up. That'll give us eight. So it's just going to be, like I said, a week-by-week thing. We're going to try to get our kids as many games as we possibly can. They deserve to play. We want them to play. And if we have any open weeks and cancellations and those types of things, we'll try to fill them in as needed. So,
Saturday night, 7:30, obviously you'll have some restrictions in place as mandated by the TSSAA. What are the plans Saturday night up in Happy Valley?
Well, that's still being finalized by our administration and athletic director, but hopefully those details will be coming out very soon. I can tell you that everything will be pre-sold, either as a season ticket or as tickets that have to be bought in the office before game night. There'll be no exchange of money or tickets being bought on game night. So we're going to follow as closely as possible to TSSAA guidelines. We want to make sure that everybody is able to come, enjoy the game, as many as we can get in.
Okay.
We're going to go, you know, about a third of the stadium, which is what is suggested by the TSSAA. Masks must be worn, and hopefully, you know, we're asking our fans to abide by those guidelines and, you know, wear the mask, separate, social distance, and you know, in hopes of this thing being able to continue, hopefully, throughout the remainder of the year.
Coach, I just want to say, listening to your comments, the fact, first of all, I can hear the passion in your voice to get this game played, to get these games played, to get these kids on the field.
Yep.
But I also truly appreciate your respect for the situation. You sound like you're taking everything incredibly seriously and realize that you have a responsibility to these kids and to this program to protect them as best you can, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I've got a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old kid. And when they go to school or they go to their practices or do different things, you know, as a parent, you want to make sure that your kid's trying to be taken care of to the best of their ability. And we feel as coaches and as administrators here at Happy Valley, it's our responsibility to do what we can to try to help our kids. So, for example, you know, our kids are bringing their own water every day. Now, we'll have water girls help us, but we do not have any bottles. We have disposable cups. They wear gloves. They wear masks. They will fill the cups up, and those kids take it, disposable cups, they throw it straight into the trash can. We try to sanitize things down every day, make sure everything's nice and clean. Of course, you do everything you can to take precautions to try to keep this pandemic down to a minimum, and that's exactly what we're trying to do here. And that's just because we care really about our kids. I mean, that's why we're here. We're not here for the money. I told our coaches the other day, and I was talking to a board member, I said, you know, it's an absolute pain as a head coach right now. We had our first practice last Friday after our shutdown. It started at 3:15. My assistant coaches, I trust them, they had to take the field at 3:15, and they're working. I walked out of the office at 3:50, finishing up the paperwork. So we're doing everything we can to dot our I's and cross our T's, check our temperatures, make sure these kids are answering those questions and those checklists every single day, because as a parent, I know what the other parents expect, and I can promise we're doing every single thing that we can to try to keep these kids safe. My wife is a registered nurse. She works in the hospital. She sees that end of it. And, of course, she and I talk quite a bit. And I know with people that's not in the medical field that may not see and hear those stories firsthand tells, you know, I think sometimes they kind of take things not as serious. So, you know, our job is to try to keep people safe, and we want to try to do what we can to do what's right. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Wow. Very well put. Well, I miss the good old days of 2019, don't you, Coach? Goodness gracious. Jason Jerry.
I tell you, I used to think things were stressful back then, but I tell you what, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Goodness. All the best to you, and thanks to you for all you do. Thanks to your wife for that field that she's in, and thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
All right,
good
guys.
Luck.
I appreciate you having us on once again.
Yeah, just any of that information you want to pass along to us, we'll be sure and get it on for you, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Go Warriors.
Thank you, Coach.